Learning Masechet Gittin Daf Nun Tes Simon Beis, and we are starting at the bottom of Nun Tes Simon Aleph, the new Mishnah. Elu Dvarim Omru Pnei Darkei Shalom. The following things, there was a takanah because Darkei Shalom. The first thing was that when it comes to Aliyahs, since people are going to argue who should get first and what should be the Seder, therefore they're Masechet that a Kayin Kayin Rishon, a Kayin gets Rishon, Va'akrav Levi, then second Aliyah goes to Levi, Va'akrav Yisrael, then it goes to Yisrael, Pnei Darkei Shalom. They made this Darkei Shalom so people shouldn't fight who is more chashiv. The reason is that this was an Erev, meaning every Chatzah has to have an Erev put in one of the houses, and you put bread in that house, considering everyone lives in that house, and therefore it's all one Chatzah. So here you had this bias, you always kept the Erev in this bias, so you shouldn't switch it. And we'll see why. Bar shu karav la'ama. Let's say you have this ama, you have this stream that's going through the valley and through the fields, and every person wants to make the water go to his bar to fill up his bar to have water for his fields. So you want to stuff up the water and therefore reroute it into your bar. The problem is that everyone downstream will not be getting water. So the Darkei Shalom the Misakin bar shu karav la'ama mismala rishon ve Darkei Shalom. Whoever's first come first serve, the ones on top near the stream before the stream goes downhill are allowed to stuff up the stream, fill up the bar, and then let it go. They have first rights on it. That was the al Darkei Shalom the Misakin that, and we'll discuss that more by Riches Daf Samach Amud Beis. Matsudas chaya va'ofis v'dogim. If you have Matsudas chaya va'ofis, you have these traps that are catching chaya va'ofis and dogim. Yesem shem gezel. Even though you're not standing with your net and you're not being kinder right away, but we made a takana that it's called a kinyan. If it goes to your net, it's yours. Someone can't come and take it out of your net. It's yesem shem gezel v'darkei shalom. Al darkei shalom. It's not real gezel, but it's darkei shalom. Basically, I'm a gezel gomer. It's gezel gomer. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. It means really that it's only midrabanan, but it's a gezel gomer. What's the difference? We'll see in the Gemara daf samach aleph. Metzias cheresh shoyta v'katon. Yesem shem gezel. Even though a cheresh don't have a kinyan, but if they find a metzias, you can't take it from them because play darkei shalom. Yesem shem gezel gomer. It's gezel gomer. Oni a menakev b'reish zayis. Oni that's on top of a zayis and he's taking down, let's say it was hefker, it was like a chukapay, whatever it was, he was on top of a tree and he was knocking off olives, but he wasn't catching all of them, 11 fell on the floor. So a guy comes and says, you know, oh, I'll pick it up, why not? The guy's up there on the tree. No, even though he didn't pick it up himself, he just knocked it down, he wasn't cutting it yet, the people cannot take it. It's his olives. Mashutachtav gezel pei darkei shalom. Reis yoyim no gezel gomer. And the last halacha, aim and machav yad anir evichavim b'lekat shukapeya, pray darkei shalom. If the evichavim come and take lekat shukapeya, you're not moicha, because darkei shalom. It's like if you have here a time of Shabbos, and they come and say they want also a box, you have to give them, because that's the tekonah, darkei shalom, that aim and machav yad anir evichavim b'lekat shukapeya. Zok to Gemara. Menon emili, going back on the aliyahs. That's today's discussion. It'd be about the aliyahs. Menon emili, how do you know that a Kohen goes first, the Levi goes second, Yisrael goes third. Frank Moshe the Kasha, what do you mean? The Mishnah is Darkei Shalom. Like, where were you? But no, immediately, Darkei Shalom. The Mishnah said, why? Zok, very good Kasha. Zok to Rishash, that the answer is like this, that Avada, it's because Darkei Shalom. You have to make an order. But why do you make Kohen first and Levi second? You make an order, make Yisrael. Yisrael, Levi, Kohen. Like, how do you know to make this order? That's Moshe, not immediately. How do you know not immediately? Right, not immediately. Make sure the Kohen Shishi, exactly. Not immediately, how do you know this order? On Rav Master Dama Krah, he wants me four different psukim for this. On Rav Master Dama Krah, v'yichtev Moshe es ha-Torah azoyis, v'yitneho el kahanim b'nei Levi. They gave it to the kahanim b'nei Levi. Why say kahanim b'nei Levi? To teach us this first kohen b'nei Levi, otan lo yedan the kahanim b'nei Levi, no, el kohen b'reisho ha Levi. It's a remez to this idea that kohen goes first, then Levi. So after we know we're making an order because of Darkei Shalom, this is the order. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Mehach of this pasuk, Nikshu Hakahanim Bnei Levi, Ki Bom Bacha Hashem Lekechol Shor, So Levarach Hashem Hashem, Val Piem Yeh Kol Riv Chonaga, The pasuk says Bnei Levi, Otan Anlo Yudin Kanam Bnei Levi, Ninu, El Kayim Reisha Vahadu Levi, Rav Hashem Mehacha, this pasuk raises Dibre Yomim, Bnei Amram Aaron Umoisha, But you bought the arm like this, the Kodesh Kodashim move on about Eilam, Lahak Bnei Hashem, Vashar Shul Varach Pashmai Ad Eilam, says, Lahak Nisha Kodesh Kodashim, that the Kahanim consider Kodesh Kodashim, teach us that first. Rav Chiyah Ba'aba Amam Ha'acha, the famous one. Says in the pasuk, "V'kidashtoy ki eslechem alakechu makriv kodesh yilach kodesh ani Hashem akashchem." This is v'kidashtoy, and we learn from there. L'chol davar shev kedusha, and therefore he goes first. Tanit be Rabbi Shmuel, v'kidashtoy l'chol davar shev kedusha. Liftoyach rishon, to He starts off with Toyach Rishon. He's the first one who starts anything that's covered, like Sai the Torah. Sai, he speaks first. That's he goes first. Levaruch Rishon, he's the one who benches first. Means Besuda. He makes the bracha first. He benches first. The Lita money off of Rishon. He takes the first mana. What does that mean? Rashi says when you make a shutvis, he gets first choice. Tosfos says that that's not a good pshat because you shouldn't take, when you do a shutvis, you're not supposed to take the first, it's not nice to take the first chelik. It means when they're giving out ma'isa ani, he goes first, or tzedakah, he goes first. That's what Tosfos learns, leave the money off Rishon. But kitzer, the loch is, the kohen goes first for everything. The kohen goes first. Omalei abayla regresiv. Okay, now you're saying the pasuk v'kidashtoi, that's a deraisa. So why, then it's not a tzedakah shalom. The reason the kohen goes first is, because it's deraisa, he goes first. Omalei abayla regresiv, tzedakah shalom, deraisi, it's a deraisa. Omalei, you're right. The Araisa will play Darka Shalom. It's like a time of the cross. The Araisa then goes Darka Shalom. Freit the Gemara, call a Torah Kula, not be Darka Shalom. Every mitzvah in the Torah is Darka Shalom. We don't have to say our Mishnah, special halacha. Every mitzvah is Darka Shalom. The Chsiv, the Rechera, Darka Noem, V'chon Nesiv Yisrael Shalom. Everything is Darka Shalom. Elam Abaya L'kedemar. I'm going to tell you what it's the Gei Darka Shalom. The Tanya, look at the Araisa. Shnaim Amtinim Zel Azeb Kairav. Two people eating together, there's nothing to do with a Kayin. Two people eating together. And one guy has to stop eating. So the other person is etiquette for the other person to stop eating as well. You don't eat while the other person cannot eat. Shloisha emtinim. But if it's three guys and one guy stops, the other two do not have to wait for the one. They don't have to wait for the one. The next halacha. Habitzeya hu poishet yod etchila. The one who makes the bracha by the suda, he makes the hamaitzi, he takes the first piece and eats the first piece. But he has a right to give the cover to someone else, even though he made the bracha. V'mbal lach l'kover l'rabbi l'mishigal v'menu. Harashus b'yod is allowed to do that. But oh my mar, this whole halacha you can moicha on your covered. But oh my mar, lo, l'shono besuda, aveis hakneses loy, the osil and suyay. Which means like this, like Rashi explains, that this whole thing you have to be moicha on your covered is only by a suda. When it comes to aliyas, where the kohen goes first, a kohen is not allowed to be mechalek covered Levi or to Yisrael, because then people are going to fight. And therefore, halacha is that you can't be moicha on your covered when it comes to aliyas. Why not? The reason is because of Dark Yisholim. Of course, the Dark Yisholim.
He wants to give it to another
Kohen. He wants to give it to another Kohen? So that he could do. Yeah, that he could do, because that's not a problem of a Kiddush. Here, it can't be chayli covered to a non-Kohen. That's the halacha. You cannot be meichel on your covered. And actually, there's a whole, in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, is a whole shayla, if a Kohen Stam can be meichel on his covered when you ask him to do a favor for you, could he make on the covered? I didn't bring my Mishabura here, but if you look at the last Ramah in Simon Kuf Chavches, he discusses this Shaila and he brings down a Chalikas there. If a Kohen's allowed to be Meichel on his covered when it comes to other things. But smash over here, that's only Gabi Alias that it can't be Meichel. When it comes to other things, it could be Meichel. Because the whole reason it can't be Meichel is only so it's in Tsuye. But if he wants to be Meichel, it could be Meichel. So it's a Raya, the Mordechai brings a Raya that if you ask a Kohen to do a favor for you, he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to be Meichel and do the favor for you. Ah, he's a Kohen. No, he's allowed to do that. But here, by Aliyah specifically, can be Meichel. Again, you know what? You know, I got enough Aliyahs ready. You take the Aliyah. You cannot do that. You can't. It's also the Meichel. Your cover comes there. Why? Because of Dark Yisholim. That's what Mishnah means. Dark Yisholim. Zog the Mara Vayta. Om Rav Masna. Hold the Amos Beis Knesses Loi. That we said that the Beis Knesses can't be Meichel. Loi Amar and Elbe Shavas Yom Tov. It's only on Shabbos Yom Tov. The Shchichi Rab. A lot of Rabim there. Avashenim v'chamishi loy, but by Monday and Thursday not. By Monday and Thursday, you could allow the Lishol to go first. So how do we paskin? So you ever saw that? You ever saw by Monday and Thursday? No. So the reason why not? Because he taisvus the master aval second taisvus. Omar ben Tam hani mili do the bechol have a tweet the malachdom leshichi. He just did not come to shul. Avli the don shichi b'shem v'chamishi k'may biyontiv. A lot of people around him still be asked on suyei, and therefore by shem v'chamishi I same din yontiv. Actually, a nice idea. The Sharatzin speaks out in. The Sharatzin speaks out, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Katu Yabei speaks out that if you make a minyan in your house on a Monday and a Thursday, so then you could give the aliyah to someone else first. Why? Because there's no rabbin there. It's a very small island, only 10 people in your house. That's like the Sheni V'chamishi before the Rebbeinu Tam. That's what he says. Sharatzin says that. Yeah, that's what he says. So there's a loy plug already. Since our shuls have people, so that's it. But in a house, you know, maybe I don't know if the Yomar is halacha, but Shart Zion says this, that you let it do it, switch it around.
What about
Rav going before Kayin? So that tomorrow, the Mar says right here. You see, Rav Huna was not a Kayin. He on Shabbos Yom Tovim, he went first. And the Gemara, Shani Rav Huna, Filu Rav Amir Rav Asi, Kahani Chashiva Deret Yisrael, I'll make up a Kahani for you. Rav Huna is such a big God of Adar, the Imam Amir Rav Asi, who were Kahanim Chashuvim, they were even smaller than him, and therefore he went first. Zog Taisis Der Masada Filu, Mashma, Di Lav Hachi, Osa, Filu Godom, Lekol Bnei Iroi. So that's the Halacha, even if he's a bigger Godol, he does not go first. He does not go first. The only way he would go first, based on Mashma Taisis, is if the Kohen is an Amma Oretz, Legamri, which means, we know what Amma Oretz means in Tom de Gemara, he couldn't say Shema, or example like that, then the Gadol would go first. But if not, the Kohen goes first, even though the Rav of the Shul, or the big Gadol, first in the Gemara here, that still the Kohen goes first, because no Osir Lein Tzuyeh. And it's very obvious what a lesson is, because once you say a Talmud Chacham goes first, the other guy says, what do you mean? I'm a Talmud Chacham. I finish Yishas and Yishalmi. What do you mean? Okay. Oma Abaya. Naktino. So it makes fights, therefore the Kohen goes first, and that's it. Oma Abaya. Naktino. Ain shom koyin nispar de chavila. We have a mesayra. If there's no koyin nispar de chavila, which means what? So Rashi really has two pshatim. Rashi, one pshat is that if there's no koyin, then the Levi does not get aliyah whatsoever in the Kura klal. And the Ram Shif explains why not. He can't not allowed to. That's the first pshat of Rashi, that he can't get aliyah klal. Why not? Because you give him the first aliyah, I think he's a koyin. If you give him the second aliyah, you think the first guy is a koyin. And therefore, he says, don't give a Levi aliyah at all. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi, mispar de chavila means you give a koyin first, and then you give a Yisrael first, then the Levi. Mispar de chavila means you gotta give a Yisrael first. That's what means there's no koyin mispar de chavila, and we don't pass like either one. And the Bessayis brings out a third pshat like we do, is that if there's no koyin, then the Levi can go first, or don't give the Levi aliyah at all. We only go first. That's the only one you get, because if you get second, you'll think the first one's a koyin. Therefore, the Levi only goes first, and that's how he passes when Levi goes first. Do you have to give it? Is it a mile to give him first? So actually, the Rosh says over here, and it's really brought down Mishru and Simon Reish Aleph also, that there's an Indian to give the Levi first. There is an Indian like that, that you give the Levi first. The Rosh says like that. It's not the Minig. I don't think that's the Minig, but the Rosh says, Avim Shavim, they're equal, means if they're equal, if there's a bigger Tamachach, we give them first. Avim Shavim, Levi Kaidim, Vafil Likr Smakim Kaidim. That's what the Rosh says. Lamaisa, in practically speaking, in Gabbai Shaft, the Levi never needs his aliyah. He gets a million aliyahs anyway. He doesn't even care for the aliyah. So it's much better to give the Yisrael aliyah, because make him happy, and don't waste it on a Levi. But like upon him, there is a shikl Indian from the Mishavruah. That's just a practical answer. But in Halacha, the Levi does have a little covered, and the Rosh is saying, if they're equal in Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham with Levi, you should give it to him first. That's the bottom line. Zog Tamar Avaita. Vama Bayanakdinon Ein Shom Levi. Kaire Kayin. If there's no Levi, so you call a Kayin in Bemakim the Levi. It sounds like a second Kayin. That's what you do. You call the Kayin for the Kayin. There's no Levi. Not a Kayin. Ain't you don't do two Kayins in a row. You'll think that the first one wasn't kosher. That's why you're calling up another Kayin. Levi acha Levi lo yikram shum pegam shneim. Levi acha Levi shouldn't call because both of them, the pegam of both of them. What's the pegam of both of them? The first guy, you say, maybe the first guy's not a good Levi, has to call him the second one. Or you'll say the Shani is not a Levi, but a Yisrael. So therefore, Levi acha Levi is as pegam shneim, and Kayin acha Kayin is because the first guy is a pegam. Freit the Gemara. So that's what it says. Samar's kasha is, why can't you call another Kayin? You're not doing Kayin acha Kayin. Why? Because pegam is a reason. And for the Gemara, you call the same Kohen twice. You call him again for Aliyah.
This is
a halacha
also for Maftir and Afon?
No. Well, we'll talk about it soon. If you want to talk about it, I'll talk about it soon. Kikamin Moise Kohen, that Kohen. Maishna Levi Acha Levi. Now, let's just get the Cheshbon. I let them think of the obvious question, but I'll ask the question for the things. Maishna Levi Acha Levi Dika Gam Shneyem. Damrin and Chamna Levi. What do we say? There was a Levi Acha Levi, they're both pogum. We're close to both pogum. Maybe you're doing another Levi because the first Levi was no good. And even if the first Levi was good, the second Levi maybe is Yisrael. So it's a pogum for both of them. By Kohen HaKohen, we say it's only worry about the first guy. Why not worry about the second guy? It looks like the second guy's a Levi. Why not worry about that? Maishna Levi Acha Levi Dika Pogam Shneyem. Damrin and Chamna Lav Levi. Kohen Acha Kohen Ami Amma Chamna Lav Kohen. Why not worry? Forget about the first guy. The second guy also is a worry. You should worry about Pogam. People say he's not a Kohen, he's a Levi. So tomorrow, no, it's not Shver. Kohen the Mukhzlom Avu the High Shein the Kohen. We knew the second guy, he knew his father was a Kohen. Frank the Gemara, Hakan Ami, the Mukhzlom Avu the High Shein the Levi. So why is Shein the problem? You know his father's a Levi. Ella, what are you going to say? Amri Mamzeres and Asina Nosev, Upasla Zari. Maybe the father of the Levi married a Mamzeres, and we see from here that if a Levi marries a Mamzeres, his child's not a Levi. It's possible to be a Levi. And that's what we'll say. Even though it's here by Kain also. Akanami, Amrinon, Grusha Chalutza Nosiv. Maybe the father married Grusha Chalutza. V'achle Zari. And his children now is not a Kain. So the Gemara, Soif Soif, Levi Mikuyahava. The Gemara says if someone marries a Grusha, he's not a Levi. And so that's why if he's getting Levi, it must be that he's not a pogrom, because if his father was a grusha, if his father married a grusha, then he wouldn't get Levi either. Now, Shaul, why not? Why, if someone marries a grusha, is a child not a Levi? Good, he became ois kayin because he can't do avodah, he's a chol. But why is he not a Levi? Which shevet is he from? Yisachar? No, he's from Levi. So why can't he be a Levi? So the Achrayim talk about this. The Chacham Wasserman, Reb Chaim Briska all talk about this. And they say, Vice Toist, the Kohen is like an Am b'fnei atzmai. And once they're mufka from the nation called Kohanim, they become a Yisrael. They're not a Levi anymore. Kohen and Levi is a different nation. And once they're not a Kohen, then they become a Levi. That's the Kohen of Yisroel. He says, Reb Chaim is a little different. Akapadim, the Gemara is like this. That by a Levi after a Levi, there's Shal b'gam shneim, because you say he's getting Yisrael, because he's not a Levi. By Kohen ak a Kohen, on the second Kohen is no chshash. Because if he was a Cholol, then he wouldn't get Levi either. So now the Gemara is like this. So now who worried that you're going to think that he's a pogrom? The first guy's a pogrom. Just count up the aliyahs. You see, there's a Kohen, Kohen, and then an Yisrael, let's say. So why worry the first guy's a pogrom? You see, he only did seven aliyahs. So obviously the first Kohen was good. Well, Lamad, Ili Yoshvin, Haka Chazilei, El Yaitzim. If the guy is sitting the whole time, they'll figure out that the first guy was not a pogrom. But Tarit says, worry about guys who leave, they'll say, oh, they made another Kayim because the first guy wasn't good, and they could do more aliyahs. So this was the game for the Yaitzim. Now, Moshe wanted to know something about Akhra and Amafter. What was the question? You want to know if you give him Akhra and Amafter?
Yeah.
So two guys in a row? You could give two kind of row Akhra and Amafter. You could. That's a recommended. I'm a Shabru. But no, Shachat, this took him, because this is talking all the seven aliyahs, the seven Ikka aliyahs that's talking about. There's no, all the dinim comes to Akhra and Amafter, different aliyahs, because they're not part of the seven Kruim, and therefore those have different halachas. Actually, that's what you are probably asking now, that's what you meant to ask. That here, the Gemara is saying that Yoshim and Yaitzim, what do you mean? Even the Yoshim there, maybe they did an Akhra, maybe they did another two aliyahs, so they never will know if the first one counted. That's the kasha. So he said, no, it's much about every case, we won't add any Akhra. That's the case.